Measures for Dealing with Disasters Part 2, Preparing for Earthquakes. September is Disaster Prevention Month. On today's show, Come On iPal will be presenting the second part in a series about measures for dealing with disasters, and I will talk about preparing for earthquakes. For all of our listeners tuning into today's broadcast, there are probably many of you who have never had an experience with earthquakes or tremors. However, Japan is one of the countries with the most earthquakes in the world. Even last month, there was an earthquake, and many of you probably saw the news about traffic being stopped on one of Japan's major highways, the Tokyo-Nagoya Expressway, part of which collapsed due to an earthquake. Many people are predicting with a high rate of certainty that a massive earthquake will occur in the near future. At that time, predictions are that even in Kagawa, the tremors will be so great that it will be hard to stand on the ground. The damage in the prefecture may be such that as many as 200 people could die, 3,200 people could be injured, more than 20,000 buildings could be damaged from the quake, and more than 50,000 buildings could be damaged from the resulting tidal waves. What then can we do for earthquakes about which we can never know when they will strike? In large earthquakes in the past, many people died or were severely injured after being pinned beneath furniture or appliances that fell during the quake. Beyond that, fallen furniture can block the path to a room's exit, increasing the level of danger in the event that a fire breaks out. So the first step towards disaster prevention is to firmly secure your furniture and appliances. It is also necessary not to place furniture or appliances in your bedroom or near the entrance of your home. Many home centers sell metal fittings for your furniture and appliances that you can use to secure them to a wall or a pillar. However, for people living in apartments and prefectural or city housing units, please be sure to check with your landlord about the rules that apply to securing furniture and appliances in your residence. You may have to pay a repair fee for hammering nails or opening holes in your walls. Also, after an earthquake, there is likely to be broken glass scattered about. So in order to reduce your chances of injury or to ensure that you can evacuate in a timely manner, it is important to apply anti-shattering film to the windows in your home. In fact, curtains are also effective in preventing the scattering of glass. So one thing that you can do is to get in the habit of closing the lace curtains on your windows at night and even during the day. Come On iPal. Next week, Come On iPal will be broadcast in Chinese. The next English broadcast will be on September 20th, Sunday, at 8:55 p.m. Part 3 of our Measures for Dealing with Disasters segment will be about what to do once an earthquake has occurred. This is Chris, signing off.